I told you all everything I know about this situation. I am still waiting to find out the source of extra money, the bank accounts, and where that extra money went.
Most of the reaction on Capitol Hill to the news conference was positive. But around the country, most of the people we talked to were not satisfied with the president's answers.
I'm a Republican. I believe in a Republican administration, but I'm a bit disturbed by the presentation tonight.
The people just don't have any confidence in him. I know I don't.
I think it was orchestrated, rehearsed, pat answers, and pretty superficial.
The president is now planning on making a number of trips in the next few months. U.S. officials are trying to downplay the movement of American warships into the Arabian Sea. They were sent there because of concerns over Iranian...
Bad for Bush. And then, bang, at the very end, it was very bad for Bush. I think maybe what we should have now is a debate between Bush and the president. I think everybody would watch that.
Yeah, it's a... You know, Reagan should have left about a minute earlier to do George any good, and he didn't... Nixon always remembers that one day, casually, as Eisenhower was walking out of a press conference, somebody asked him what he could remember that Nixon ever did to contribute, and he said, well, you know, if you give me a week, I'll think of it, meaning that he'll answer that the next week, but, you know, it didn't look that way, and now George has said that he didn't give authorization to this. He questioned it, and Reagan says he didn't, and he'll have to explain that for
him. Reagan's entire response to that question was, no.
Yeah. Okay.
It's filling those dead silences that get politicians in trouble. It's a trick that reporters use a lot. They'll ask a question, and then they get the sort of prepared answer. And then they wait for a minute, and you know, they sort of lean forward. Well, I guess I better talk some more. It's when you talk some more you get in trouble in politics.
That is very true. Now, how did he do in the from the perspective of Chris Wallace?
From Chris Wallace's point of view, he did pretty well, I would guess.
Yeah, no, I think it's true of the press. I think the press, as they commented in their analysis afterwards and in the papers today, thought that he handled himself well on this occasion.
Do you think Senator Simpson got to them?
Absolutely. I think Senator Simpson just said, look, you know, I'm going to beat up on you, and I'm going to set the scene for this press conference, and then you're going to have to perform based on the way I set the scene. It's like changing the ground rules. I think it was very smart of Simpson, and I think once he had done that, the press was sort of in a box, which is exactly where they wanted him.
You know, it's always interesting because a few questions were being asked of Reagan as he was trying to retreat from the room that might have been very interesting questions for him to expound upon.
Which ones, for instance?
Well, the one that we just talked about George Bush. I could hear a question being asked about Don Regan, which might have made for interesting comment. You know, when the press notices that these occasions are really going to be big news, they have a tendency, I think, to make sure that they look as though they're going to be intellectual on television. And so you tend to get all the questions you prepared for. Now, actually, these are occasions really to ask a few questions that perhaps you aren't prepared for, and that never seems to happen on camera.
You can always say, I've got a few more answers here. He should have actually answered Sam Donaldson's question. Sam Donaldson yelled at him, are you going to go back and do some reading? And he should have said, yes, Sam, you ought to try it sometime, and then just end it there.
I know nothing irritates people at home than my asking you how they reacted to the president's speech. But that's your job as political insiders. It's your job to anticipate how people react to things. So how did the president do from the perspective of the viewing public?
Yeah, you're right. That's the toughest question. I think probably not well enough yet. The problem here is that I think that people are not so much tired of this as they're tired of not getting the answers to all of this. It's as if we've just strung this thing out and we don't really have a crisp, solid answer to it. I think in the end, there is still a lot more trouble for the president on this because I think that he's probably got some problems still with some of the answers he's already given.
Now, we're getting a growing field of contenders for the presidential nomination from both parties. John, if 1988 looks like such a bad year for Republicans, how come so many Republicans still want in?
I don't think the Republicans feel it's going to be a bad year for them. You know, speaking of this controversy, we have established a benchmark in the Republican Party, and that happened in 1976 after the Watergate and how much things like this affect you. And we ran a very close race that year, Mr. Ford and Mr. Carter, and we could have won it with a couple of different decisions. And I don't think the Republicans feel all of this is going to harm them by 1988. So there's great interest in the nomination, and I think we'll have some more people get into the race.
John's wrong about this. I think a Democrat's going to be elected president of the United States in 1988, and that's why so many Democrats are thinking about it. I think that this is not just a run, you know, against Ronald Reagan in the middle of an eight-year term. This is a run that really could deliver. I think that's why, for instance, Senator Bumpers is thinking about it very seriously. I think that's why, for instance, a lot of people have gone to somebody like Al Gore of Tennessee, a name that you haven't heard a lot of.
Is he thinking about it, too?
I think you're in a situation with him where a lot of people have come to him and said, you know, you really ought to try this thing.
What about Sam Nunn?
Sam Nunn has thought about it and said he sort of wouldn't think about it for another 6 months. I mean, he sort of left the door open. And I think one of the things you've got in the party is we don't yet have a Southerner running for the nomination. And so a lot of Southerners are really forced to think about this.
All right. What these gentlemen agree on is that it's up for grabs. We'll be back in a moment, 22 after the hour. This is Today on NBC.